Skin, Perkei Mishnah Vav. Lo haya sikrikon b'Yehuda b'Aruge Melchama. There's no din of sikrikon in the area of Yehuda by the time of Aruge Melchama. Sikrikon are nachrim that are rotzchim. They're gayish killers. In the time of Aruge Melchama, there was no din of sikrikon. Sikrikon used to take land from people or threaten to kill them. They usually would sell it as a discount. And if you'd buy this land, you didn't have to go and deal with the original owner because he for sure was miyayish. The interesting thing is the Rav says he for sure is makne, and the din is that tlu v'zavin zvini zvini, that when a person forcefully sells something against his will, it's not like a matana. When a person makes a sale and receives money for it, it's a good sale regardless. The problem with that is, what does that have to do with the time of Aruge Melchama? Aruge Melchama is a time where the country just allows, has a din to kill Jews. Lo aleinu. So even after that time, even when things are nice and peaceful, there's always a din of Tuli V'zavin Zvine Zvine. Sir Kiveger brings a Rashba that says that the reason here is not because money was handed over. Even if the Sikrikan would just steal it and take it and kick the guy off the land, it's the same din. If you go and buy it from the Sikrikan, you get to keep it. So when we say Lo Haya Sikrikan means there's no din of Sikrikan, the din of Sikrikan is the concept that you do have to go back to the original owner. So here you don't have to go back to the original owner, the time of Aruge Melchama. But, Meharuge Melchama ve'elach yesh basikrikon. But from the time of Aruge Melchama and onwards, when the government was not encouraging killing of Jews, there is a din of sikrikon. So if a murderer would come and take land from somebody, you would have to deal with the original owner. The original owner was not miyayish. Ketzad. So what's the examples? Lokach misikrikon v'chozer v'lokach mibalabayis. If in the time where the government wasn't encouraging killing Jews. So a guy went and he bought land from a sikrikon, from this murderer, and now he went to the Baal Bayis, because he knows that really the Baal Bayis is the true owner. So he got, like, let's say he got a shtar from the Baal Bayis. If he actually gets money, if he pays the Baal Bayis at this time, we do hold that tlu v'zavin zvine zvine, that it's a good sale. So the case has to be here, the Mefarshim explained, where let's say he gets a shtar from the Baal Bayis. Mikcho batel. This shtar is worthless. The only reason the Baal Bayis is now selling it to you, so the guy bought it from the Sikrikan, and now he wants to, I guess, feel better about himself because he knows the true owner is Reuven. He goes to Reuven, he says, you know what, I also want to get the shtar from you. Even if Reuven gives a shtar, it's no good, because the only reason Reuven giving a shtar is because he knows that the killer is going to come after him if he doesn't give a shtar, because if he doesn't give a shtar, then maybe, let's call him Levi, that purchased the property from the Sikrikan, Levi's going to go back to the Sikrikan and say, hey, I don't want this. I heard that you stole it from this guy and he doesn't want to give it to me. So therefore, the Mekach is batel. However, mi Baal Bayis, because of Lakach mi Sikrikan. But what if he first went to Reuven and he said, Reuven, the Sikrikan's holding your property. I want to go get it from them. Can you write me a shtar that it's mine? There's no reason that Reuven would be scared to write this shtar for Levi. The Sikrikan aren't going to go kill Reuven. They never sold it to anybody. So obviously, if the guy's writing a shtar, he really means to give it up. He really gave up hope with that property. And now, v'chazer v'lokach misikrikan, now when this guy Levi goes and buys from Sikrikan, mikcho kaim. So it's a good sale. And similarly, lokach minayish, let's say you had land that was miyuchad, set aside for the ksuva of his wife, that if he, let's say, divorced her or passed away, she would get this land. So now somebody else goes and he buys this land from the man. And then he goes, v'chazer v'lokach minayisha, and he goes to the woman, he says, hey, your husband sold me this property that eventually, we know, was the only thing that she was going to get as the ksuv at the end. Mikcho batel. Even if she agrees, let's say she writes a shtar, that this land is your land, and this land is not my land. The mekach is batel, because it's not a fear, but we think that she just did this to make her husband happy. But really, why would she ever want to, it's like giving up her ksuva. But if he first goes to the woman, where the husband was never involved, so he can't say that she's doing it to make the husband happy, and then he goes to the man, then it's a good sale. So, Mishnah Rishona, this is the first Mishnah, based in Shalach Rei Mamru. However, a basin that was afterwards said, when a person buys from the Sikrikan, he gives to the original owner a quarter of what it's worth. Let's say the land is worth $400. Sikrikan, when they steal this land, they want to sell it, and sell it for a good deal. It's free for them anyway. So they usually will sell it for a quarter off. So they'll sell it for $300. So now when Levi goes and buys this land from the Sikrikan for $300, he now has to give the original owner, Reuven, $100, which is a quarter. This is what's referred to, like the Rambam says, that's a quarter of the worth of the land. He's giving him $100 and the land is worth $400. Shehu shlish b'mos, which is a third of what he paid for it in money, because he paid $300, the buyer levy, and he's giving a third of that, 100, to the owner. But he's giving a quarter of the value of the land to the original owner. Amasai, when does this apply? Bisman she'en biyaldin likach. This that you can buy from the Sikrikan and just give the original owner a quarter of the value of the land, this is only when the original owner cannot purchase it. He doesn't have the ability to purchase it. Avayesh biyaldin likach ein kodem l'chol adam. But if he does have the ability, he comes before anybody. So what does that mean? So what's the shiurim on this? So Rebbe hoishiv beistin v'nimnu. Rebbe set aside a beistin and they ruled shimshasa bifnei Sikrikun shnei masar chodesh, that if it was in the property of the Sikrikan for 12 months and the guy, the original owner, still didn't buy it from them, kol akoidim likach zoicha. Whoever is first to buy it from them, he zoicha, avonos in the balam, revia. But like we said, he has to give the original owners a quarter of the value of the land.